Hachette Audio presents Run for Your Life, written by James Patterson and Michael Ledwidge, read by Bobby Cannavale and Dallas Roberts.
Prologue. Fight the Power. 1. Getting stuck in a bus in New York City, even under normal circumstances, is a lesson in frustration. But when the bus belongs to the NYPD Tactical Assistance Response Unit, and it's parked at a barricade that's swarming with cops, and you're there because you're the only person in the world who might have a chance at keeping several hostages from being killed, you can cancel your dinner plans. I wasn't going anywhere on that Monday night. Much worse, I wasn't getting anywhere. "Where's my money, Bennett?" an angry voice shouted through my headset. I'd gotten to know that voice really well over the past 7.5 hours. It came from a 19-year-old gang hitman known as D-Ray. His real name was Kenneth Robinson, who was the main suspect in a triple drug murder. In truth, he was the only suspect. When police had come after him earlier today, he'd holed up in a Harlem brownstone, now behind police barricades, threatening to kill 5 members of his own family. "The money's coming, D-Ray," I said, speaking gently into the headset. "Like I told you, I got Wells Fargo to send an armored truck up from Brooklyn. $100,000 in unmarked 20s sitting on the front seat." "You keep saying that, but I don't see no truck." "It's not as easy as it sounds," I lied. "They run on bank schedules. You can't just call them like a taxi. They don't carry that kind of cash around either. They've got to go through a complicated procedure to get it, and drive through traffic just like everybody else. Hostage situations call for measured calm, something I'm actually pretty good at faking."